Welcome back in the garden with Jay Harper. And, you know, something interesting, I have an article from the Epoch Times about how to use newspaper to make seed starters. And I thought it was very interesting how few people still get the paper, and the paper's telling you how to repurpose it to...
You have to go ask your neighbor for some paper.
But it was a fun little article for the kids. And you know, you take a can and you use that as your...
As a mold.
As your mold to wrap the paper around and create your little starter cups. And obviously the newspaper, once you plant it in the ground, just...
Yeah.
And in fact, a lot of composting
the
recipes
layering.
Call for using newspaper. Yeah. As part of your mulching. But Gary put the link in today's archive page on if you just so happen to get...
You still get the newspaper. There's a way to do it.
And you need some seed starters for the coming fall season. One thing I wanted to wrap up on lawns and watering is your tuna fish can trick.
So that works great for lawns. You know, it takes, you know, a couple inches of water a week to grow a sufficient Bermuda grass lawn. Well, tuna can might be just about 2 inches, but you don't need the whole 2 inches. But take a tuna fish can or something like that and place them in several areas in your lawn. Especially place one in areas that maybe look a little browner than the dark green ones, so that you can then measure how much water you're delivering to that lawn. And you know, you don't need to run it for an hour. Run it for 10 minutes because that's easy to do the math. So you know that in 10 minutes time, you put whatever it is, let's say a half an inch of water in 10 minutes time. Well, we know if we need 2 inches that week, we need to apply four times that much water. So whether you do that in one big long application or you break it up in a couple, you know, that's how much water that lawn needs. And in that case, you probably do need to, although if you have your lawn zoned properly, let's say your lawn is in three zones, maybe zone one only needs to run for 10 minutes. Maybe zone two needs to run for 12 minutes. And maybe zone three needs to run for 8 minutes, just depending on how efficient or how big the zone is or the shape of your lawn to achieve that 2 inches of water per week. Now, when you apply the water to lawns is also important. The best time, ideal time, is probably from about 4 a.m. to sunrise. That way you generally have the calmest conditions. The wind isn't blowing as much. And you're not – the problem with watering in the middle of the night for lawns, you mentioned about watering at night earlier on drip irrigation. But if we get into the humid time of the year and we're watering at night – we can set ourselves up for some disease problems. If you water it from 4 to 6 in the morning, most of the water will get down into the soil. If there is some remaining excess, that thatch or that area above the soil between the blade and the ground won't stay so wet so long that you can start growing some fungi or different diseases in that turf grass. So water early in the morning. Now the first person is going to say, well, I drive by the golf course and it's water in the middle of the night. We've got 80 acres of grass and you got people that want to be out there playing in that grass during the day. They don't want to necessarily get wet, although some days playing when it's 110, you might want to get wet. They have a limited amount of time that they can run all of their irrigation and get the whole course watered. They and also have a very large budget for applying fungicides.
Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And they do them preventatively, and they know when the bad time of year is coming, and they apply, you know, a fungicide so they don't end up with disease problems down the road.
Now, something you may have forgot existed because it's been so long since we've had rain is weeds. Do you remember last fall? It was so wet. We were so overrun by weeds. We had standing water on the ground that the kids actually took the sled that you would take down, your saucer for snow, going down a snow hill.
Yep.
They hooked it up to the quad and were dragging each other around the yard because we had so much standing water after some of those rains.
Oh,
we
wow.
had, and the weeds overtook us. So we invested in a lot of different tools to combat the weeds. And I'm ready to attack them, but it's been so long we hardly have any
you
sprouting.
You bought the stuff, now you
but
can't use it?
As soon as we get a monsoon rain, you're going to see weed heads sprouting up everywhere.
It doesn't take long. You know, you've got good warm soil temperatures and you put some water on it before stuff's growing. So, again, pre-emergent herbicides applied early in the spring, early in the fall. It's a great way to prevent that. You know, nobody likes weeding, even if you've got the equipment to do it. There are certainly things that I think are more valuable and a better use of time than pulling weeds or raking weeds or mowing weeds. So try and prevent them if you can. Weeds are also a water waster. If you've got a lot of weeds in your landscape, they are taking water away from the plants that you're trying to grow. You know, it's a good water-saving tip to keep your landscape free of weeds and also bugs and diseases and everything else. So we want to keep on top of them for sure.
Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice Fertilizer, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us here, getting everyone prepped to go through, hopefully not too much more of a summer drought.
It was fun. And you know, so today's the 19th. That means in a couple days, it's the first day of summer, which is the longest day of the year. That means a few days after that, the days start getting shorter, which means fall's on its way. How's that way to look at it?
That's a glass half full kind of speech right there.